Chapter 14, Being Employed. The concept of getting what you want in life, of offering value and filling needs, is not limited to self-employed entrepreneurs. It applies just as strongly to employees, workers, professionals, and anyone who earns a paycheck. Employers everywhere are searching for leaders, the 20% who step up, make decisions, take responsibility, and rise above the crowd. These are the people who do not just show up for a paycheck, they show up with purpose. Plenty of executives, CEOs, and business owners started in the mailroom, on the factory floor, or sweeping up at night. They were not born leaders. They became leaders because they were willing to do what others avoided. They took initiative. They made themselves indispensable. They were part of the 20% who refused to blend in, standing out in a sea of average. Here is the truth. Most people only do enough to get by. They coast. They avoid risk. They wait for direction. Then they wonder why they never get noticed, promoted, or rewarded. This is the 80% group, and almost everyone knows what it feels like to be surrounded by people who are just doing the minimum. But the 20% do not wait to be told. They look for ways to add value. They do not complain about problems. They solve them. They arrive ready to contribute, not ready to survive. And because of that, they rise faster and go further. This does not mean sacrificing your entire life for your job. It means showing up differently. It means asking yourself simple questions each day, such as, how can I make things better today? Or how can I help this place run smoother? Small actions compound into big opportunities. If you do not love it, leave it. Let us be honest, not every job will light you up inside. Maybe you are clocking in somewhere that drains your energy. Maybe you feel stuck, unappreciated, undervalued, or invisible. The worst thing you can do is stay there for the next 20 years. Life is far too short to spend one third of it miserable. You have two choices. One, find a way to love what you do, shift your perspective, look for opportunities to grow, improve, and serve. Sometimes the job does not change, but you do. Two, build a path towards something new, use your current job as a stepping stone, develop skills, save money, and quietly prepare for your next move. The point is simple, do not settle. You deserve more than waking up every morning dreading where you are headed. The hours add up. The average person spends about 90,000 hours of their life working. That is roughly one third of your time on Earth. So ask yourself, do you really want to spend 90,000 hours feeling bored, bitter, or burned out? Or do you want those hours to contribute to something meaningful? Your job is not just where you earn a living, it is where you spend your life. Make those hours worth something. A personal note. When I was younger, I worked a string of odd jobs just to survive. Paper routes, shining shoes, shoveling snow. None of these were glamorous. None were dream jobs. But each one taught me something important. I learned the value of hard work. I learned how to deal with people. I learned responsibility. More than anything, I learned what I did not want for my future. Those lessons became the foundation on which I eventually built a successful business. No experience is wasted unless you waste it by refusing to learn from it. The 20% advantage. Remember the 20% versus 80% idea about leaders and followers? Employers are always looking for the people who want to break free from the 80% crowd. There are endless stories of employees who started in small roles and climbed all the way to senior positions. If you believe it cannot be done, then yes, your goose is already cooked. Conceive, believe, and achieve. What do you really have to lose? Only the things that are currently wrong with your life. Go for the job or the career that can make you happiest, and believe it is possible. Ask yourself this tough question. How is my current approach working out for me? You must imagine a better future, or you will simply exist with what you have. A default life is a life that happens to you, not one you consciously build. Do the things others avoid. Let yourself be noticed. It is not only okay, it is necessary. Step up, and just as importantly, find the courage to contribute, not just slide. The mindset of an indispensable employee. Employees who rise quickly tend to think like owners. They take care of things without being asked. They protect the company's reputation. They look for ways to improve systems, reduce waste, increase value. They do not say, "That is not my job." They say, "How can I help?" When you think like an owner, opportunities come to you. Supervisors notice. Leaders notice. customers notice. Your reputation grows long before your title does. The power of skill building. Skills are the currency of employment. The more skills you acquire, the more opportunities you unlock. Every job you have is a classroom. Every task you take on teaches you something. If you want to become one of the 20%, become obsessed with learning. Learn how to communicate, how to lead, how to solve problems, how to use new tools, how to understand people. Skills compound just like money does. The more you build, the more valuable you become. Reflection exercise, your work and your worth. 1. Do I genuinely enjoy my current job? Why or why not? 2. Am I showing up as part of the 20% who lead or the 80% who coast? 3. If I do not love my work, what is one concrete step I can take this month to either improve it or move towards something better? Write it down. Be honest. Your job is not just where you earn money. It is where you spend your time, energy, creativity, and effort. Make sure it is worth it.